the spiritual condition of America, politics, culture, and current events, analyzed through the lens of Scripture. Welcome to the Alex McFarland Show.
In John chapter 17, verse 21, when Jesus was on his way to the cross, he said some words that have come to be known as the high priestly prayer of Jesus. Hi, Alex McFarland here, and we've got an incredible show, a very exciting show. We're recording this in Texas, and I'll tell you why. I'm just brimming over with excitement. But in John 17, 21, here is something the Lord prayed. And Ruth Graham, the wife of Billy Graham, said that this was the one prayer of Jesus that hasn't really ever been answered in 2,000 years of church history. Jesus prayed for the church, and he said, "Father, that they all may be one, that the world may believe thou hast sent me." O-N-E, one, unity, banded together. Now, I can say this after having spoken in hundreds of American localities. When Christians come together, and they pray, and they link arms, and they, with one purpose, and that's to lift up the name of Christ, the Holy Spirit will show up. It's a guarantee. And in all of the evangelistic events, I believe in promotion, I believe in putting up posters and advertisements. But I will tell you, and everybody listening, if you've ever wanted your community to have a revival, when Christians unify, and as Jesus prayed in John 17, 21, that we come together that the world may believe, the Spirit of God will smile on that. And I'm so excited, speaking of God's favor and God's presence, I'm recording this in Plainview, Texas, and all around me are a beautiful group of wonderful Christians, Pastor Philip Hamilton of Bethel Baptist, and a worship leader named Lydia that you'll meet, and a dear lady named Geneva. And we are just hours away from the start of a big event in Plainview, Texas. If you hear any background noise, this place is a beehive of activity at the Ollie Liner Center in Plainview, where we're going to begin to worship and preach the gospel. But first of all, I just wanted to hear from the people God has used to put this together. It's exciting. Everywhere I go around Plainview, went to the grocery store to get some toothpaste, and there's a big poster, went in a convenience store to get a coffee, and the cashier knew about the event. You guys have made a big splash and have put this together, and let me begin, Pastor Hamilton. First of all, thank you. It's a great honor to be in Plainview.
Well, we're so glad to have you here. It's really been a blessing from the Lord for you to be able to come and to speak tonight.
Well, I want to hear how all this came about. So where do we begin, Pastor Philip?
Well, it begins with the Lord. I live in Olton, which is about 18 miles from here, and I drive in every day. And the Lord started laying on my heart that we should have some sort of community. The Lord's really blessed our church in the last couple of years, and that we should do something in the community. And here's the funny thing, Alex, is I drive every morning, and your show's not on in the morning. But every time I turned on the radio, it seemed like you were on there with somebody, Jenna Ellis or somebody, but you were always there. And the Lord started laying on my heart, that's the guy you need. Well, I kind of stowed it away, to be real honest with you. There's another lady by the name of Audrey Temple who had been coming to our discipleship on Sunday afternoon, and she caught me one night, and she said, "Can I talk to you for a minute?" And I said, "Yes." And she pulled me aside, and she said, "I think we need to do something for the community." And I said, you're singing my song. That's exactly what the Lord's been laying on my heart. And the moment that is just incredible to me is she goes, "Phil, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but have you ever heard of Alex McFarland?" And I'm not kidding. And at that point, the two of us knew that it was a God thing and not our thing. And so we talked a little bit on the phone and decided that we would invite all the pastors to a meeting. And we invited them to a meeting, and three people showed up. And Audrey and I were two of those. And we sat there. And, you know, is this a sign to not do something? But we sat there and we prayed about it and we talked about it and we decided we'll have one more meeting, and instead of inviting pastors, we'd invite anybody. And that's what we did. And we probably had, I don't know, ladies, 30 that night. That was the beginning. The Lord just started putting things together. And then we contacted your office, and that's kind of where it starts.
Amen. You know, it's such a beautiful thing, kind of organically, of the Lord, when God puts it on people's hearts to win the lost in a community. And I cannot overstate how grateful I am for you guys hearing and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Geneva, I want to hear about your role in this. And you have the joy of the Lord about you. But all of you, your countenance, your smiles are so refreshing. But Geneva, what does this, the Plainview Awakening, what does this burgeoning event mean to you?
Well, it means that we're all going to see Jesus soon. And I mean soon. And we want to get the area ready to come get ready for him. And when we started all this, we thought, well, we're not going to have many coming at first. And then the Lord's just, every time we had a problem, every time something came up, he answered that prayer. I'm telling you, we have 16 churches involved. That's amazing in itself. I mean, we have, last night at our last little planning meeting, there were 62 people there. That's amazing in itself. Everywhere we looked, when we needed money, we needed insurance for the place. The money came in that very night. They didn't know how much we needed. It happened. Everywhere we step, God is involved. Jesus shows up strong, people. He does. All you need to do is listen and walk the path he shows for you. And I'm telling you, I believe with my whole heart, Bethel has stepped out. Our pastor has stepped out. And I do believe this is where God wants us to be at this time. And I thank you for coming and being a part. We're going to rejoice in the Lord this week.
Amen. Amen. Well, we give God the glory. We give God the glory. And, you know, we've got about another minute before we have to take a first break. But Lydia, you're a worship leader. And tell me about the component of worship in the work of the church and this event specifically.
Well, we have got some real good entertainment. I don't know if you want to call it entertainment, but people that are ready to come and get their praise on. That's what we, you know, everything that has breath, you know, if anything has breath, you know, we're going to praise the Lord. So we're going to play, do our part, or they're going to do their part. We're going to have the Plainview High School Chamber Singers. We're going to also have the praise and worship team from Trinity Life. We're having the Narrow Bridge coming to sing, the Ortiz family coming to sing, and they're all ready just to praise the Lord. But, you know, we come, you know, we believe that the Christian life, it's a lifelong process. So we should each all be, you know, daily, you know, having our spirit ready to worship God, you know. As a worship leader, you know, I just do what I can, you know, throughout the week, you know, getting music ready. But this event, it's a consorted effort. You know, corporately, everybody has been pitching in. There's just not one person. I don't know what we would have done without Stephen Martinez Jr., without Sergio. You know, there's so many stories behind the scene here that you will never probably get to hear all of it. But it's a consorted effort. And it's like you said about that verse, you know, Jesus said for us to be one, to be united. So everybody has come together. You know, no one's looking for glory or praise or fame or the spotlight or the limelight. It's all about Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. And that's what I love about what your themes are. They're all based on the foundation of Jesus. Amen. Without Jesus, you know, he said that in John himself. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
So I strive to abide in Christ, and I just pray that everything that we say and do through the music, through song, through testimony, through prayer, that it will just point someone to Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
Indeed, it is all about Jesus. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back after this brief break, more about the exciting work God is doing in the Plainview Awakening in Texas. We're back after this.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
Are you tired of liberal agendas ruining our country, but you don't know what to do about it? That's why Truth and Liberty Coalition was founded. We want to equip you to take back our country and impact the world. Here's how we do it. We educate through broadcasts, conferences, and our website with resources that inform, equip, and motivate. We unify by collaborating with like-minded organizations like the Family Research Council, the Family Policy Alliance, and My Faith Votes. We mobilize by providing practical tools you can use to impact your local community. As Christians, we are called to make disciples of nations. Together, we can change the course of our country for good. Join Truth and Liberty to connect with believers and organizations who not only want to see a change in our nation, but a community that is actually doing something about it. Join us online for our broadcast and subscribe for relevant updates on our website, truthandliberty.net.
Do you have a desire to deepen your faith, better understand Christian apologetics, or to get a biblical perspective on current events? Well, I've tried to make it simple for you to do just that. On my website, alexmcfarland.com, there's a new section called Ask Alex Online. It's simple, it's clean, and you can read my answers to common questions about God, faith, and the Bible. So visit the website, alexmcfarland.com, and look for the section that says Ask Alex Online.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
Welcome back to the program. Alex McFarland here. You know, I love Winston Churchill, and Churchill one time, he is attributed with this quote that to accomplish great things, you need a great cause and not quite enough time. Well, for those just tuning in, I'm here with some of the committee of the Plainview Awakening, a lot of great people that have come together, and we're going to preach the gospel, and Lydia, as you said in the first segment, we're going to lift up Jesus. That's the name above all names. This is what we're here to do, is lift up Jesus. Geneva, you mentioned a number of churches that have come together. How did you get churches on board? Was it just the power of the Holy Spirit speaking to people, or how did you begin to really coordinate the community around this?
Well, again, that's the Lord's doing. We can talk about the Holy Spirit coming and moving people into place. We went and visited some of the churches. We had some of the people of our little volunteers went and talked. We had some flyers that we took out. But I want to say this. It took the Holy Spirit in the hearts of people to change them, to come to our meetings. We had a meeting once a week. And then all of a sudden, we put them into text, send them out to people that had come. They started talking to people. The churches started coming. And every time, seemed like every week, we had another church come in, a different group. And Pastor can say this. You know, some weeks we had this group, the next week we had another group. And it's like, okay, Lord, what are we doing this week? What's the answer here? And I will say this, people, if you want to walk in the Lord, walk in what He's doing, and you will see awesome, mighty things happen before your eyes. And I believe this is what we're going to fix to move into. People, if you want to live on the edge, you want to live what God's doing, this is it. You got to be a part of what the Lord's doing. Don't sit on the back seat and say, well, I'll think about it next year. I will retire next year. People, it's time's now. People need to be saved. People need to hear the word. Jesus is coming soon. Yeah. People, we've got to be ready. Right. We've got to be out there in our community. And let me say, the 16 churches that are involved, it's awesome to bring them all together. I mean, it's just, there's not any grumbling when in our meetings. It worked like clockwork. And you know, this had to be God. This was not us.
That thrills my heart. And doesn't it thrill your heart, Pastor? Because, you know, when you read, whether it's the book of Acts, about all the disciples being in one accord, mm-hmm. or whether you read about the great awakenings in history, you know, in early America, Jonathan Edwards, and I've been to his church up in Connecticut and Massachusetts, but even Benjamin Franklin in the colonial period said, over the city of Boston swept a marvelous peace. And Benjamin Franklin said during the Great Awakening that Christians of every denomination came together, and he said, after dark, it was impossible to walk down the streets of Boston and not hear families having bedtime Bible devotion with their children, singing songs. Benjamin Franklin, during that Great Awakening, said it felt as if heaven had come down to earth. Now, Pastor, I believe That's available to the church in any generation when we come together. And as Lydia said, we simply make it all about Jesus.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, what we've seen is the Lord has met our need every step of the way. These guys have heard me say it before. We constantly said we didn't want to be before him. We didn't want to be after him. We just wanted to walk with him. And that's what we've tried to do through this. And just to see his blessings over and over and over again. As Geneva said, there's so many of them you almost can't mention. We would see a need, and sometimes he'd meet it minutes before we had that need. And it's been incredible to see. And we keep talking about the prep, but what we're excited about is the after. Because we believe the Lord's going to do some incredible things, not only during these few days, but what is to come.
Amen. And by the way, let me just parenthetically say this to everybody listening. Over the last 20 years, we've developed what we call an event preparation manual. It's just a guide. There's nothing, you know, necessarily special about it. But we, you know, having done some events in all over the Western Hemisphere, prayer, that's the main thing. And then promotion and preparation. And if you would like our event preparation manual, it is online at alexmcfarland.com. But we will mail you a dozen copies or two dozen copies. If you want, wherever you are listening in this, if you think, gee, we could do this in our community, we would love to see God unify the churches, to spread the gospel, to win the lost, just reach out to us. Go to my website, which is alexmcfarland.com. Our staff will coach you. But again, I want to be clear, it's a work of the Holy Spirit. Lydia, I believe you were talking about John 15:5, where Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And that is true. And so folks, human effort can do what human effort can do. We want to partner with your city to see what God can do. And Lydia, you were talking about the great music and the worship. When we lift up Jesus, God will bless that, because that's our call, gratitude to our Savior, worship and exaltation of his name. What does true worship do in the lives of people in the church, Lydia?
True worship, you know, Jesus, you know, he said to the Samaritan woman, or the woman at the well, he said there was coming a time he wanted worshipers who would worship him with spirit and in truth. And that's what we strive to do. It's a daily thing. You know, we need to go before the Lord. You know, you don't just wait for Sunday to get your praise on. Although I always have that little cliche. I'll just tell the family of God, okay, are y'all ready to get your praise on? You know, let's sing for Jesus. But, you know, it's a daily thing. You worship everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. You get up in the morning and you need a fresh touch from God. So you are preparing between now, from Sunday to the next Sunday. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you don't just wait till Sunday. So you are preparing your spirit man on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You just look to the Lord for a fresh touch, for the Holy Spirit to fill you. You know, he is the source. You know, we have the fruits of the Spirit in us, love, joy, peace, patience, you know, kindness, gentleness, you know, faithfulness, self-control. And so the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, you know, if you've lost your joy, or if you've lost that first love, you need to go back and ask for that fresh touch. Ask God to give you a willing heart if you don't have one, you know, because we are living in last days that are, to me, are exciting days, or like the days of Noah, yeah, where everything is going on. And so everything is competing for your time. And so your time with God is important. That one-on-one time every morning, you need that fresh touch. You need to go before him and just ask him to give you clean hands and a pure heart, to align your thoughts with his thoughts, to master your emotions. That's what I pray, you know, to put a guard on my mouth when I shouldn't say something, and just give me boldness when it's time to speak up. Yes. Whether you're in the marketplace or at the gas pump, there's an opportunity all the time to witness and to tell someone about Jesus.
It is always about Jesus. And do you know what? We've got to take a break here, but I just read a statistic of Lifeway Research, one of the big publishing entities. You know, people talk about millennials, Gen Z, and younger people, many of whom have no church background. All of us, you know, we grew up in kind of a gospel culture. even before I was saved at age 21. I mean, I had been to church events. There are masses of kids all around us that have no church background. And yet, a study of unchurched late teens, young adults, 86% said, I would go to church if somebody invited me. That's almost 9 out of 10 said, if somebody invited me to church, sure, I probably would go. I like those odds. Geneva, don't you? 9 out of 10 that said, if somebody invited me. So I really, when Jesus said the fields are white unto harvest,
yes, right.
That's really true even in our generation, isn't it?
It is. And if you invite them, you know, really, they will think about it. You change their lives. It's because God's working on their hearts. He's preparing the way. It isn't you doing it. It's Him. You got to remember, we're just walking through all of this with the Lord, getting to see what He's doing.
We've got a brief break. Stay tuned, folks. We're back after this.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
Over the last several decades, it's been my joy to travel the world talking with children, teens, adults, people of all ages about the questions they have related to God, the Bible, Christianity, and how to know Jesus personally. Hi, Alex McFarland. I want to make you aware of my book, The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask About Christianity. You know, we interviewed hundreds of children and parents and families to find out the questions that children and people of all ages are longing to find answers for. In the book, we've got practical, biblical, real-life answers that they have about how to be a Christian in this modern world. My book, The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask, you can find it wherever you buy books or at resources.afa.net.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
It's been said that prayer is the nerve that moves the muscle of God. Hi, Alex McFarland. Welcome back. We are in Plainview, Texas, the beginning of the Plainview Awakening, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Pastor Philip Hamilton of Bethel Baptist and Lydia Castile and Geneva Tipton. And I want to wrap up. And again, first of all, we give God the glory, but to each of you all and to the members of your committee, in the strongest possible way, on behalf of our staff and our board, we want to say thank you. It is profoundly an honor to link arms with you all and lift up the gospel and just lift up Jesus and see the Spirit of God bring people to Christ. And also we have with us Mark Maples. And I believe you are the chairman of the prayer team. Is that right, Mark?
Yes, sir.
How did you find yourself in this role, my friend?
By default, basically, the lady that was going to do it slipped during Christmas and broke a hip and was in intensive care.
Well, I hope she's recovered.
She was at the meeting last night. She's on a cane, but she's here.
Well, amen. You know, Mark, I got to town late yesterday, and all around the city, I've talked to people that are excited, people at the hotel, people at the store. You guys have made a splash. I know the Lord has done it. Talk to me, if you would, Mark, about how did you start the prayer initiative to bring the power of God onto this?
We just prayed for God's wisdom and guidance. We stood back and let Him smooth out the bumps in the road. It's nothing we've done. It's all His.
Amen. Pastor Philip, talk to us, if you would, about in the preparation for this, has God moved in the hearts of a lot of the fellow pastors that you interact with?
He has. We mentioned the 16 earlier, and what we found is as they brought them in, as they joined us, what I found is each of them have a specific area they're able to go out and do. We would have never been able to put together the technical that's here had it not been for one of our churches in town. They had the guys, they had everything, the context to put it all together through prayer. We had one night where we were praying because we didn't have a technical person, and it was getting 2-3 months away, mm-hmm. getting concerned about it. before we left that night, after we stopped and just started praying, before we left, he had walked into the room. Stephen Martinez came up and said, "I'll take care of that for you. And when you see what's out there, you'll just go be amazed." But the Lord has worked through that, and he's worked through those that could do finance, those that could do each and every little part. You know, I get to say, hey, I'm the team captain, but the truth of the matter is I've just been able to stand and go, okay, you report, you report, you report, and they've been doing it. And it's just amazing how over and over again we've seen prayer answered one after another. By the way, the lady he spoke of that was the prayer chairman was Audrey Temple, that I was telling you about early on, that came to me when we first started this. And the Lord, I don't know if it was the Lord or Satan, took her out of the picture for a little while. But her prayer has been, because she was in Mississippi when she had this accident, was that she'd be able to be back here for it. She got here last week. I mean, that's how the Lord's working.
This is so exciting. It really is. And, you know, when I think about all of you around the table and many more that I know I'll meet, the Bible has a lot to say about the body of Christ. And there's hands and there's feet, and we all need each other. One person has skill in one area. Somebody else has great competency in another area. But down south where I live, I used to hear the grown-ups say this. Usually mom would say this when we were washing the dishes after supper. My mom would say, "Many hands make light work." Now, when we all pool our talents in the church, whether it be musically, logistically, faith, and Geneva, I sense that you're a woman of big faith. Yes. But when we put our talents together, eternal things are accomplished, aren't they?
Absolutely. Let me say, it was everybody involved. You know, we can talk about this group that came and that's doing this technical, all this lighting and all this wonderful technology that I know nothing about, and it looks awesome. Well, the young man came and said, "I want to present this to you." It was going to be $3,000 a night. That's a lot of money for little old Plainview. And so here we go. And he said, "I'll tell you what, I'll let you have it for every night for the same amount for one night." So we got it all for $3,000. Is that not just a God thing? I mean, it goes over and over again on everything. Seems like we put our hands on. God has already had the plan. We just have to walk through it.
Mark, praying and seeking God for this event, maybe a year or 5 years from now, if the Lord hasn't come back yet, what would you like to look back on this event and know that God did? What long term, what are we asking God to do here?
All we're doing this week is we're breaking ground. We're planting the seed. The harvest is yet to come. We don't know if it's going to be today, tomorrow. It may be 6 months or a year from now. But if we plant the seeds and we're faithful, the harvest will come.
Alex, we added something to your plan that y'all have, and that is, in addition to our counselors, we have a follow-up team. And that follow-up team is going to connect people to churches. And then we have discipleship team. And we have planned for that team to be active for 3 years, because we want to not let it end with this week, but rather get these folks discipled and going. And other churches have come and been involved in that too, where it's going.
You know, that's brilliant, and I give God the glory. It's been my privilege for a lot of years to do things with the Billy Graham Ministry, and I'm on one of their boards, and then I speak at their conference center every year for like 18 years. And that's what Will Graham, son of Franklin Graham, says, that, you know, the event is part of it and people come to Christ, but the follow-up is so key. And we're almost out of time, but let me give an illustration about every church listening about follow-up and discipleship. You know, my wife Angie is a nurse, and an obstetrician delivers a baby, but a pediatrician helps raise the baby. You know, evangelism is like obstetrics, but discipleship is like pediatrics. You know, a baby isn't born and then you say, okay, have a nice life. No, the baby is born, the baby is alive, but the baby needs to be nurtured. hand-holding and spoon-feeding, and then the baby matures and is strong. And that's how it is with Christians. And let me encourage every church, you know, on our website, alexmcfarland.com, we've got a lot of resources. We've got a new believer's book that's in several languages. We have a French language edition now that we've just produced and a Spanish language edition. But to all of the people here, Philip and Mark and Lydia and Geneva, I want to say thank you. I know that you all represent dozens of others, but everybody here in this broadcast, pray, because as this airs on Saturday, the Plainview Awakening will be in its final days. But what about your city, folks? Now, whether it's us or whomever, but I want to challenge everyone listening in the hundreds of localities across America and beyond. There's a little poem that says, "One life to live 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. This is the hope of our nation. This is the hope of the world, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Revival can come in our generation. You can be a part of it. Remember that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And remember that Jesus, as the folks in Plainview, Texas know, Jesus is as close by as a prayer."
Alex McFarland Ministries are made possible through the prayers and financial support of partners like you. For over 20 years, this ministry has been bringing individuals into a personal relationship with Christ and has been equipping people to stand strong for truth. Learn more and donate securely online at alexmcfarland.com. You may also reach us at Alex McFarland, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina 27404, or by calling 1-877-YES-GOD and the number 1. That's 1-877-YESGOD-1. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again on the next edition of the Alex McFarland Show.